Tom Jamison here on Effingham Radio News with Effingham Radio, or excuse me, Tom Jamison here on EffinghamRadio.com for Effingham Radio News with Dale Ryder, the state senator for the 55th District. How's it going today?
Hey, I'm great. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. You guys just got out of a pretty nonstop week out of Springfield, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, ever since we've blown past the adjournment date, we've still been busy, obviously. Some posturing going on, a lot of talking going on about where this budget and where the reforms that the governor has been pressing for are going. So, and I think that's going to go on for a while.
Two of the reforms that have been talked about quite a bit are workers' comp and property tax relief reform. Let's talk workers' comp first. What's going on with that currently?
Well, workers' compensation, when I travel my district, and remember that several of my 14 counties sit on the Illinois-Indiana border, the workers' compensation system in Illinois is the number one complaint of employers north and south. There are many issues with the workers' compensation system in Illinois that are troublesome, but the most troublesome is the one in which allows for the workers' compensation insurance policy to be tapped for the entire cost of an injury, regardless of how remotely that injury may be related to a workplace accident. So that has to change. Most other states have a causation standard. Almost every other state has lower workers' compensation and premiums than Illinois does. So we need to push for that. That's something that we've pushed for years. Governor Rauner is a strong supporter of that. The Democrat majority, and specifically the Democrat leaders, Mike Madigan and John Cullerton, have shied away from that because one of their most significant donor groups, if not their most significant donor group, is the Illinois Trial Lawyers Association. And then there are a small pocket of trial lawyers in the state that make millions every year off of this broken system that in the end actually disadvantages workers too, because the system is so clogged with cases that shouldn't be in there that it takes them forever to be able to get a fair settlement on their case. So that's a crucial reform, Tom. We have to have that if we expect our economy to grow anything like what we see in our neighboring states.
And then looking at property tax relief, the governor wants to freeze property taxes. He says state has among the highest rates in the nation. What the idea behind freezing the property tax rates, I believe, one is to kind of get more on par with other states, but also it puts a little more money in the residents of Illinois' pockets, which hopefully can drive the economy forward.
Well, absolutely. I mean, every credible economic theory out there demonstrates that if you let people keep more of their own money, eventually they're going to spend that money. And they're going to spend that money in a way that drives the economy. Again, something that's lacking here in Illinois as opposed to our surrounding states. The governor, now it's, remember, there's two pieces to this. I mean, there are local governments, particularly schools, that are concerned about the property tax freeze, and I understand that. But remember, Governor Rauner has also proposed increasing elementary and secondary education funding by $300 million. And so the governor is trying to, through two steps, increasing education funding at the elementary and secondary level and freezing property taxes, achieve what we've always talked about here, and that is a greater reliance on state money for the K through 12 schools as opposed to property taxes. And I think that's part of this push here. And, I mean, we need to at least have a serious discussion on it, which we've really not had that thus far. But, I mean, if we want to give taxpayers relief, if we want to grow the economy again, if we want to shift the burden of funding schools back on Springfield, we need to look at this way to go.
And then the overarching thing kind of that a lot of this fits into is the budget negotiations. The Democrat side of things did put a proposal out there. However, it came out, I believe, about $4 billion unbalanced, which did not please the governor too much from what I've read. Where are things at now since that proposal has come out?
Well, the Democrats, of course, passed their budget, which we're expected to get about $32 billion in tax revenue in the coming fiscal year that begins July 1st. But their budget spends $36 billion. Now, Tom, remember that going into this session, we knew that probably our most significant challenge was closing the $6.2 billion budget deficit that had been created over years by Democrat governors and Democrat general assemblies year in and year out, spending more than what the taxpayers could afford to send to Springfield. Well, they're doubling down on that by passing this budget. Now, the interesting thing is that they stood up They talked about this budget during the debate on the House floor and the Senate floor, that it was good for Illinois, that it funded the things that we need to fund. But they've used a procedural mechanism after it cleared both chambers to not send it to the governor. And they know it's because the governor is going to veto that budget, and he's going to send a strong message to them that, you know, of just a handful of things that we all ought to be able to agree on, one should be that we're going to balance our budgets. So we don't have a budget. The Democrats passed a budget. Now they've decided to hold the budget. In the end, the budget needs to be, this budget needs to be vetoed. Our budget needs to be balanced. And I think that not only Republicans stand strong on that, but many Democrats, including many of the Democrats who voted for it, you know, they get themselves in those positions where they vote yes and hope no, and they voted for it. I think even some of them are like, hey, you know what, we need the governor to come in and fix this for us.
Something that's been talked about with the budget is if it's not passed by July 1st, that there could be a number of cuts. Do you have any thoughts on those cuts?
Well, they're coming. I mean, there's no question, Tom. If you don't have a budget, you can't spend money. You don't have, the General Assembly has to provide the legal authority for the executive branch to spend the dollar. So if there's not a budget in place that works, then we won't be able to spend those dollars. Even the Democrat budget, while it is a budget, again, spends $4 billion more than it takes in. The governor is going to spend, if he were to sign that budget, I'll guarantee you, he's going to spend at the $32 billion level, not the $36 that the Democrats have promised their constituents is coming their way. So cuts are coming one way or another, Tom. That's absolutely true.
And obviously, you hate to see the cuts to programs or various services, but if the budget's not balanced, it pretty much has to happen.
Well, that's right. And, I mean, there's a value to this process, Tom, and that is that we're going to weed out to a greater degree the programs that probably we shouldn't be spending money on. Tom, I'll guarantee you that you and I and a lot of my constituents could sit down and go through this budget book and find a bunch of programs in there, and we'll all look at them and say, why are we spending money on this? And so this is an opportunity to weed those programs out. Now, it would be much better to go through that process in an orderly fashion during the session. But that's not the process that the Democrats in the legislature gave us. But again, it's going to happen one way or another.
Senator, I appreciate your time this morning. While I've got you on the line, is there anything else you'd like to go into about what's going on in Springfield or just in your district as well?
You know, Tom, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that these are going to be tough times, and they're going to take patience. We elected a new governor with 53% of the vote statewide and much, much higher percentages downstate, because he said we were going to bring some needed reforms to Springfield before we just kept spending more money. I'm with him on that. That's what we need to do. Also, I want my constituents to reach out and tell me how they feel about what they see going on in Springfield, or if they've got questions. Our office number, toll-free, 1-888-235-6033. That's our main district office in Mattoon. And our email, drighter, D-R-I-G-H-T-E-R, @consolidated.net.
Thanks, Senator. Appreciate your time today. Have a good one.
Tom, always good talking to you. Thank you, too.